From sidelines to the studios and everything in between, no one brings you closer to the action.
Micah Parsons is on the trajectory to a first ballot Hall of Fame. That's the trajectory he's on, just plain and simple what it is.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider, ESPN's Alex Stroph, on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
What the hell's going on out here?
Hey, Alex.
Happy Thursday on a weird week for the Green Bay Packers.
It is a weird week. So coming off a really bad loss, let's put that in the rearview mirror. We've already talked about that quite a bit this week. Let's look ahead a little bit. The Philadelphia Eagles come to Lambeau. They're also having kind of a weird up and down year, it feels like, Alex. How good is this Eagles team?
Well, they're the reigning Super Bowl champions, so that's probably all I need to say, right? But you're right. It has been kind of a weird up and down year for them as well, but it seems like they're back on the right track. They've been able to establish their beast of a running back in Saquon Barkley. They've got a good defense, maybe not as good as it was a year ago when they won the Super Bowl and hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, but it's still a really formidable opponent. If you want to prove that you belong in the NFC and you belong in the conversation of a team that could make a run to the Super Bowl like the Eagles did a year ago, a win on Monday night would certainly be a positive for this Green Bay team coming off a bad loss.
You know, we were asking Tausch who's to blame. Was it Jordan Love or was it Matt LaFleur? Tausch said Matt LaFleur. I mean, there can be communication errors. You know, things can happen. So what have they been working on this week with practice?
They're just getting back in the building today because it's kind of a weird week. This is technically a Wednesday today on this Thursday with them playing Monday night. So they had two off days each of the last 2 days. So we'll see. But really, I don't have an answer for you because they haven't practiced since the loss on Sunday. And more of a walkthrough today and a real practice tomorrow. But I'm with Tausch. I think the play calling and Matt LaFleur's shortcomings have certainly been evident in both the losses and the tie this year. And while Jordan Love can certainly be better, I thought he was, outside of a few throws, really solid on Sunday. And he's been solid overall this year. But LaFleur, it seems like sometimes he just tries to get too cute or too tricky with it. And that was certainly, I think, one of the many reasons for the loss on Sunday.
Lambeau Field, they'll be back home at Lambeau. How intimidating is Lambeau? Is there a real home field advantage, like you could make the argument there clearly was in the past, or is it not as much of an advantage?
Yeah, I think it's lost its mystique. I think back in the late 90s and early 2000s, there was like a 28-29 game winning streak for the Packers when Brett Favre was the quarterback. When you went to Lambeau as an opponent, you lost. Not the case anymore, especially in this era of Packers football. Now, Vegas certainly still thinks it plays a role. The Packers 2.5-point favorites on Monday. But I don't know. I don't get that feel anymore. And we'll see. It sounds like it might snow on Monday, which I don't like in general, but I like as a football fan, if that makes any sense at all. But we'll see if the snow comes into effect. I don't know. But to answer your question, John, my answer would be no. I don't think it exists as much as it once did.
Alex Stroph is the host of Green Bay Game Day. He goes to the Tundra Trio, which GKB has. So it's right in the backyard. Alex, you see a lot of the fans going into the game. What are the Eagles fans like?
You know, it's been a few years since they've been up here, so I guess I don't really remember. I don't think they're as rude as maybe they get the rep on the internet. Typically, you see when visiting fans come to Green Bay, we bring out their nice side, I think, because everybody, as we talked about before, everybody always talks about how nice Packers fans are, how generous Packers fans are to visiting fans. So despite the rep that Philly fans have as being mean and wanting to fight, I think we bring out their nice side. But I'll report back on my findings next week, Julie, after the game, because I'm going to the game on Monday. I would imagine there will be plenty of Eagles fans there, like there always is for visiting teams. But I'll do whatever I can to make friends with the Philly fan, because I don't know how well I would do in a fist fight.
If you have an extra ticket, I can be your bodyguard, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a great idea. Unfortunately, I don't have an extra ticket, but if I need anybody intimidating to back me up, I know who to call.
Alex, we don't like to talk a lot of in-depth X's and O's during the segment, but I do want to ask you about a play on the field that everybody's familiar with, the tush push, where the quarterback gets under center. They need a yard or less or something in that neighborhood, and they push the quarterback basically for that yardage. It seems like other teams in the NFL do not like that play. The Eagles have succeeded with it. Can you talk about the tush push, why it's effective, and whether it will be around after this year likely?
Well, I think it's important to add the context of this offseason that the Packers and Mark Murphy, one of his final moves as the president of the Green Bay Packers, was the one that brought the potential ban to the table. He wanted this play banned, as did several other NFL teams. But ultimately, they didn't get the three-quarters vote that they needed. 24 of the 32 teams needed a vote for it to be banned. That didn't happen, so it's back this year. And to your point, John, some teams can pull it off, but not many teams can pull it off. Philadelphia, obviously, the main team that's seen the most success with it, though their success rate has dropped. It's just a touch this year. Why is it effective? You've got really big linemen. You've got a big running back pushing a smaller quarterback in Jalen Hurts, who seems to be able to kind of wiggle his body into any opening to get that yard or two that they've been able to succeed with. So it's a fascinating play. I don't like it personally, but it doesn't feel like football to me. And there was a game, I forget who they were playing earlier this year in the national game. It might have been that opener against Dallas, that opening Thursday in early September. They ran it three times in a row, second, third, fourth down, just to get 2 yards. And that's just, it doesn't feel like football to me. But will it be around? Your guess is as good as mine.
He is Alex Stroh, the host of Green Bay Game Day. Alex, thanks. We always appreciate the time you make for us.
Right back at you guys. Appreciate you having me. As always, we'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a win, and it's happier than it was this week.
All right. You got it, Alex. I love his energy. And if you haven't heard Green Bay Game Day, you need to check it out because he does a great job, and it is really, really super interesting. Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by the Bay by Window Nation. Green and Gold Insiders is Window Nation.